Page 41, measure number 27-112, Polk County Fire District Number 1, referred to the people by the district board. Polk County Fire District Number 1 general obligation bond. Question, shall the district issue general obligation bonds not to exceed $1,980,000? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, if approved, this measure would provide funds for capital costs, including the purchase and equipping of fire apparatus and refurbish of medical apparatus and purchase of firefighting and EMS equipment and replacement of and equipping two response vehicles. The bonds would mature not later than 15 years from the date of issuance. The measure is estimated to cost taxpayers an average of 15 cents per thousand of assessed value each year. For the owner of a home or property owner, the estimated annual average cost would be $15 per $1,000 of taxable assessed value. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only based on the best information available from the county assessors at the time of the estimate. Explanatory statement. Background and history. Located southwest of Salem in southern Polk County with a small portion situated in Marion County, Polk County Fire District No. 1, the district, was formed as a result of an annexation to the city of Monmouth's fire department. The City of Independence Fire Department into Southeast Polk Rural Fire Protection District, formed in 1947, and renamed to Polk County Fire District No. 1 in 1985. In 1992, the district annexed PD Rural Fire Protection District. The district covers approximately 185 square miles and provides fire and emergency medical services for approximately 25,000 citizens, including Western Oregon University in Monmouth. Operating out of four stations, Central Station 90, PD Station 70, Airlie Station 80, and Buena Vista Station 40, providing fire suppression, prevention, public education, investigation, training, advanced life support, ambulance, and associated specialized services, the district responds to approximately 1,945 calls for services each year, employs 14 career personnel, maintains 60 volunteer or student firefighters, strategically deploys 13 vehicles district-wide, and has an annual operating budget of approximately $3.25 million. Apparatuses, equipment replacement. The district has a comprehensive apparatus and equipment replacement program addressing vehicle types, replacement cycles, years of service, cost of operation, reliability, cost of repair, and capability to meet current and future fire safety standards. The program also outlines funding goals for apparatus and equipment replacement in conjunction with developing a financial plan that maintains response times and service levels to the residents of the district with the constraints of the annual operating budget. Proceeds of the bond measure would assist the district in replacing aging apparatus and non-standard equipment, reduce firefighter safety risks, and meet the demands of the existing and expanding service area. General obligation bond objective. The obligation of the bond is to replace aging fire apparatus and purchase new apparatus and equipment, plus bond costs, as listed below. The purchase and equipment of fire apparatus and refurbish of medical apparatus and purchase of firefighting and EMS equipment and replacement of and equipping two response vehicles. Estimated tax impact. The bonds would mature not later than 15 years from the date of issuance. The measure is estimated to cost taxpayers an average of 15 cents per $1,000 of assessed value each year. For the owner of a home or property owner, the estimated annual average cost would be $15 per $100,000 of taxable assessed value. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate. Submitted by John A. Stein, Fire Chief, Polk County Fire District No. 1. No arguments were submitted in support or in opposition to Measure 27-112.